Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a big day for us. Bridge the Gap is happening today. We're super excited about that. Deepak's coming in. He's our resident surgeon. You know, if anybody needs a surgery, we just call Deepak up. He's repping Gen X. And we're going to meet Emily, who I believe we've met her at a couple gigs. Did you see any of that?
I saw a note where she's like commenting on, you know, things that we would want to know about her.
Yeah.
And each specifically. And I was all, oh.
Yeah. Now, it's really cute.
I'll
give you all the info when we introduce her today at 8 a.m. But she's playing for the Zillennials. You look really nice today, Bobby. Is it because you know that this is our most watched segment?
Yes. Fantastic. You look really nice, too.
Thank you. I'm just busy trying to get John's attention. So, you know, I'm wearing a tight sweater with the word golf across the boobs.
Oh, are you feeling like a golf widow?
It's a joke, really. I'm not. I am feeling like a golf widow, but I'm definitely... also completely fine with him playing golf all day. But I saw this.
You really are wearing a golf sweatshirt.
Hey, look at me. I like golf too.
Golf. Boobs. Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I have to get that. So can I ask you guys, I don't know much about Tyler, the Creator. Nobody? Anybody?
What do you want to know?
I went out on, I don't know, last weekend or something, and I wore this sweater, you know, so John would pay attention to me. And all the kids that were with us were like, oh, are you a Tyler, the Creator fan? I'm like, no. I didn't know if that was a thing I was going to, everywhere I would go today, that people would be like, no.
I don't know the Creator specifically about the golf sweater.
He has merch.
A brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot for sure.
Oh, and it
says
golf.
Golf Wang, it's called.
Golf Wang. Oh yeah, no. This is not that, but about as close as you get. It's golf across the chest.
Just tell him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love Tyler the Creator.
He's an okay person to be associated with. He's funny and he's a good guy. I think.
Don't really know anything about him.
Well, I'm just telling
I hear
you.
His
in
name,
case people
yeah.
accidentally are associating you with him, it's okay.
It's not like I'm wearing, you know, a Kanye shirt or
right,
something. Okay,
right.
Great, good. Phew. Woo.
So his brand is called Golf?
Golf Wang.
Golf Wang. Okay.
Why Golf Wang?
That's as much as I know.
Is it because he's got like a club for a Wang? Like what is the, I don't know about that. Anyway, the other thing that we have, so today, big deal, Bridge the Gap, happening at 8. See you there. Meet you there. You can watch it live on YouTube. Like you can watch this whole show live on YouTube every single dingle day. Please subscribe. It really does help. It makes us look good. It would be huge if you would do it. Even if you never visit YouTube again, please go there and subscribe to our channel. Now, Saturday, we're doing Drag Me to Brunch.
Yeah.
As I understand it, there are still some limited seats left there. Can people still buy their way
in? Go to RadioAlice.com and check their
because I had people asking me, and I was like, I think it's sold out. And then it turns out that you might be able to get in.
Yeah, they've kind of rearranged some things, so I think they added some tables.
We did this last year, and it is a pro-level drag show. Bring a fistful of ones or two, you know, I don't know, maybe you're going to have a fistful of 20s, whatever. This is a dancing their asses off for you tipping situation. It is raucous and fun. Really, really fun.
And the food spread is mwah.
Yeah, delicious. You know, it's brunch. You get it all, really, when you come to our Pride event. So it's Saturday at the W, right in downtown. There's a valet right there, so it's easy enough to park.
Can I explain Golf Wang real quick? Because it's kind of funny.
Golf Wang, yeah.
Golf Wang is a spoonerism. Do you know what a spoonerism is?
Isn't it? That's a religion or something.
No.
Isn't it? What is it?
It's a word flip. It's a word flip of Wolfgang, which is short for his Los Angeles-based music collective.
Wolfgang,
Odd Future, Wolfgang, Kill Them All.
It's like an anagram for...
Yeah.
I've looked up his brand, and while there's golf written on everything, there's also like anti-golf written on stuff.
Anti-golf?
Anti-golf is actually like spelled out, anti. golf. So I don't know. It doesn't sound actually golf related. The stuff is very nice and very sort of preppy looking, for lack of a better word. You know, pinks and greens and pink and green together. And like, look at these. Let me see here. These Argyle.
Oh, yeah. Argyle.
Sleeveless sweaters.
Oh, I like that sweatshirt. The Fatal Fury thing on there.
So Tyler, creator brand, which Sarah's wearing today.
Is that stuff all expensive?
Probably.
It doesn't have prices right on it?
Let me see.
It's okay.
How much is that? Oh, yeah. The sleeveless Argyle sweater is $124.
Oh, that's a pricey sweater.
Mohair and wool poly blend knit sweater vest.
That's not bad for that.
Are you sure?
No one knows.
That's one of those things I would never buy, because I would go, can I wash it? Because if I can't wash it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm not a dry clean guy.
We are recently cleaning out our closet, and there was a... we have these bins at the top on a shelf, and like sweaters and just, you know, stuff you're not pulling, like all my, you know, and if I have high heels, they're up there, boots, they're up there, you know, crap like that. Stuff you're just not wearing on the regular. So you know how these things start. You pull something down to, because I was trying to put together an outfit for this Saturday.
Oh.
So I pull down my fancy shoes and I'm like choking on the dust. So I was super bummed out about it. You know, I was like, well, I haven't pulled this one out in forever. Just everything is dusty and covered in dust. So, you know, you get going, and I just started cleaning that closet. Like I pulled out, went through all my clothes. I cleaned that shelf. I bought little dust covers for each of my bins. So now that no dust gets in there. Ugh. And one of the things I cleaned out was John had a thing of sweaters. And I pull up, so I'm like, oh, I know this sweater. I love this sweater. And he's like, oh, yeah, that is a great sweater. I go, it's really dusty. I think I'll just throw it in the wash.
No.
And then I went, after I pulled it out of the wash, I walked over to where he was standing and went, well, if we have another son, he can have this sweater. It's half the size. I guess, I don't know. It either had never been washed or only been dry cleaned, or I have no idea, but it's 100% wool. And I just assumed it was pre-washed because he'd had it forever.
That's, you just described the reason why.
Yeah, so you could have a tiny little vest.
I just
put
go
it on
left.
One of the dolls.
No, thanks. If I can't wash it, there's a question of shrinkage, you can keep it.
Isn't that the way? Like, I am with you. I hate when things that I own have to be dry cleaned, because here's what happens. I wear them one time, then I put them in the dry cleaning pile and they sit there for at least 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I forgot I even have that. And then John goes and gets a couple shirts done. My stuff gets done. It comes back and I'm like, and now it's in plastic, so I don't even want to take it out. I'm like, oh God, well, it's not going to get dusty in plastic.
And
then,
then
it never gets worn again.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't throw it in the washing machine and then throw it in the dryer, like, that's the American way now. Keep it simple.
Well, it's not, though. There are a ton of business
people
that deal with this on a daily basis. My wife certainly does, and I know a bunch of you out there probably listening are like, what are they talking about? That's the pile.
The dry cleaning pile?
They have to deal with that weekly before they can even look at the other things that they can probably rewear five times.
Right.
Because that is it. Dry cleaning sucks. Like, you got to...
Go there.
Yeah. In my past life,
I
had to wear dress shirts every day. And I don't like ironing. So I would dry clean.
Yeah. Because they come back and they're
perfect.
Pressed.
Yep. Get a couple
like a
wears out
shirt.
Of them at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless you got sweaty.
Either way.
I get, you know what I get a couple wears out of now? Thanks to you? Jeans.
Yeah.
And I try to do it all at once, because otherwise I forget when the last time I washed something was. So I'll just wear the same pair of pants 3 days in a row. I don't care.
What I appreciate recently, in recent times, as denim and you know, there's salvaged denim, and there's just a higher end sort of attitude towards some of it. Levi's has actually been out there saying, don't overwash your jeans. Mm. They're actually telling people, wear this 10 or more times before you wash it. unless that's, they're made for that. That's what denim is. It's heavy duty.
Right.
And so it's nice to see that they're doing that, putting that on their website. The care for that stuff is absolutely written in there. Wear this a lot.
Yeah.
Before you wash it. It's good.
Yeah, it's a constant manager. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I like rotate. Like, if I've just washed something, it goes on the top of the pile, and I have them stacked like in a bookshelf, my jeans. So I pull out the bottom jean always.
There you go.
And that's the one I have to wear. And if I pull it on and I don't like it, then I'm like, why do I have this anymore?
Right. Get rid of it. Let me tell you something real quick.
Please.
Because I know we got to start any second. Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Yesterday, I had another long day. I just have my mom in town, and the kids are out of school, and there's a lot.
You got to watch Get Shorty.
I started it yesterday. Mm. Did you start it yesterday?
I watched it with Susan.
The whole thing?
Night. Yes, the whole thing.
And
tomorrow at 6 a.m., we find out what she thinks.
You're smiling.
I will say that if you are hesitant about watching it, and maybe you started it, and you're like, oh, I'm not sure, I think it's worth continuing. And I'm excited to talk about it.
Me too.
I didn't finish it. So I got home. I took the kids down to the beach because it doesn't matter. We went for a swim. And then I got home around 6. And I was like, okay, I'm making a bean and cheese burrito. That's what I want to eat. And I want to watch Get Shorty. And I put it on. And it starts. And I'm like, I do like this. Okay.
Aww.
And then it went to credits. And I was like, it's that old that there are credits in
five minutes of credits in the beginning
of the movie.
I was like, I am fast forwarding this. I'm not going to sit and look at these credits.
That's not that strange.
Kind of it is. Usually there's, yeah.
It's of a time.
For them to not be showing some forward momentum in the movie behind the credits where they're just sort of throwing in this, because there's going to be credits at the end, but this is full on.
Blank screen, names, music playing, but it's credits.
And they show you about 5 minutes of the movie, and then they go to the credits.
Right.
So to me, that's sort of old. Like, I was thinking, is this the last movie that ever did that?
I thought the same thing. That's so funny. I was like, boy, they really don't do this anymore.
Nope. No, they do not. So
made that right up.
But it's so far, I definitely went, oh, yeah, I do. And Ray Barboni is a scene stealer.
It's great. Oh, I mean, it's fine, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Right.
There's a lot of actors we can talk about in it.
Yes.
So that'll be really fun.
It is pretty star-studded, isn't it?
It is star-studded.
And
even there's side characters that are big names.
What, is her name Renee?
Russo.
So she's just retired. Like, that's a lady who I went, oh, yeah!
She still does stuff.
She does do stuff.
And she was still a bombshell in this movie.
She was so good-looking.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, like, I
was. Natural beauty.
72 now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm going to see what IMDb. What is her most recent?
But in this movie, she's still, she's pulling it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fully.
She doesn't look jacked, and she doesn't.
No.
She's pulling it.
I know.
And we're talking about Get Shorty. It's on Prime. Guess what? It goes off of Prime next week.
Oh, my God.
Lucky.
So perfect timing, Vinny. And there's like another cameo in this. I'm going to save it for tomorrow, but it took my head clean off. I went,
oh, I know.
When they showed up. Yeah, you probably did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it a female character?
I don't want to say anymore.
All right.
But you know. You definitely know.
Avengers Endgame is the last thing I see her in here. That was 2019.
Oh, she plays the mom of...
Her name is Frigga.
Yeah.
Is it Thor?
Oh!
Yeah, she's Thor's mom.
I think she is Thor's mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, me too. That's her last credit, though, and that would have been around, you know, 60,
that's a big role,
65
though.
Years old or so.
I should have given her credit for that. That's a big role. Mm. Anyway.
All right. So let's get rolling here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, this has a nice long intro. I'm never going to. Get through this whole thing.
Let's see if you get the post.
I won't.
You got this.
It's too late. It's already.
No, just say a bunch of stuff.
I'm going to start with a story about side hustles. You know how I feel about work.
I do.
Yeah. It's very important.
And, you know, how's the weather? Is it a neato Northern California day out there or what?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you in 2 seconds. So see ya.
Ah!
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.